my siblings, you know, they're super cool.
Sure.
Rufus, so I can't really do cool. I mean, that's been done twice.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I better find something
that's
new.
That's true. Rufus and Martha are very cool.
They're cool standard. And fashionable. They got the fashion genes.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not.
She may not consider herself cool or fashionable, but Lucy Wainwright Roach definitely got her share of musical genes. You only have to look at her name to see how. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. The mix of Roaches, Wainwrights, and McGarrigles is quite the family tree. And here's where Lucy Wainwright Roach fits in. She's the daughter of Suzzy Roach and Loudon Wainwright III. But while her half-siblings, Martha and Rufus Wainwright, began their ventures to the front of the stage, Lucy took a different route, occasionally singing backup for various family members and also getting a master's degree in education. After releasing two EPs in the last 2 years called Eight Songs and Eight More, teaching has taken a back seat for now. But Lucy is certainly still learning, both by honing her own craft and performing with a different Martha, Martha Plimpton.
I performed with my mom. Sometimes I'd sing a song with her, or I'd sing a song with my dad, or then later on my brother for a while. But my first show by myself was January 2007.
So it's only been about a year and a half. Was that terrifying?
Yeah, and I felt awful afterwards. It was hard, and I didn't feel at the top of my game, which, of course, on your first show, you probably shouldn't feel.
Mm-hmm.
So my second show that I did, this is sort of like I got off the hook really easy. But my second show, I realized something during that show that really freed me up and made it much easier. And ever since then, it's been like no problem.
Can you share what that was?
I think it was just like, oh, I see. All I really have to do is just be real, you know? And then when I realized all I had to do was just be, it was like, oh.
I stopped in Statesville for you when I could have driven straight through. But the call from the exit was loud and I gave in too proud to be scared by the boo. I stopped in Statesville for you, where we tore down the high school last year. And the line between fiction and fact isn't clear. Someone told me old Dooley was hung on the hill. You can't always believe what you hear. They tore down the high school last year.
You mentioned Martha Plimpton, and Martha is the stage actress, very successful stage actress here in New York. So you've become friends with her.
Yes. I mean, I actually met her through MySpace.
Through your space?
Through her space.
Through
I
her
guess.
Space.
I wrote her a message on MySpace because I'd heard she was working on a project that I wanted to be involved in. And she wrote me back and was totally gracious and amazing, and we met last summer in person and have just been off to the races being friends since then.
Yeah. Now, she's a big music fan.
She is, and she's like a music encyclopedia.
Yeah.
And so we got to know each other, and then I was going to do a show for my birthday at Joe's Pub, and I asked her if she wanted to do something. We sent a bunch of songs back and forth, like, maybe we could do this, maybe we could do that. And we ended up picking one that she suggested, a Bruce Springsteen cover. Which is a song that I hadn't really thought that much about in my whole life. But when I actually sat down to learn it and we ended up singing it, I was like, I really heard it for the first time.
Got a wife and kids in Baltimore, Jack. I went out for a ride and I never went back. Like a river that don't know where it's flowing, I took a wrong turn and I just kept going. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Everybody's got a hungry heart. Lay down your money and you play your part. Everybody's got a hungry heart.
Lucy Wainwright Roach singing with Martha Plimpton on a version of Hungry Heart. Hear her complete interview with Vince Scalza in the archives at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.